And so now, these are during the center years, what else happened?
During the center years, that when I was with the center, there were many, many exciting things. We were the first day camp in the United States to bring an Israeli shaliach to day camp, because everyone would say, where are you going to put
What's
them?
What's a shaliach?
A shaliach.
And how do you spell shaliach?
S-C-H-A-L-I-C-H.
And it means messenger.
And it means ambassador.
Yeah,
ambassador or messenger. And we brought a young man named Noam Cohen here. And
From Israel.
From Israel. And everyone said, all the people in the national office said, where are you going to put him up? But a resident camp, there's a place. Well, I put an article in the Jewish Voice that we needed a home for him, and I was letting go every 2 weeks to someone's house. And I received so many requests for people who wanted him to come and stay with them. And I think one of the interesting things was that the News Journal had interviewed him and done a very large article about him. And Noam happened to be a secular Jew who lived on a kibbutz. And it was one of the very first kibbutzes in Israel, founded by a group of Polish Jews. And he was not at all religious. And he talked about this in the article. And the rabbis in Wilmington were quite a little bit upset about it at the time. But we've kept up a friendship since. And with all the people he's lived with in Wilmington have come to visit Noam. After that, every year we had two shaliach come while I was still the camp director. And I think a few years after I was camp director, we continued bringing a shaliach to Wilmington. But at some point, they actually stopped doing it. I don't know why.
They probably stopped sending them.
That could be it. But we did have a shaliach full-time. We've had shaliachs full-time at the center. We had a man who came and was with us about a year. He was a former writer. I'm trying to remember his name. I'll have to go look it up. But then we had a young man come, Amir
Berenson,
who stayed with us for 3 years. And he was only going to stay two, but because we were going to do a big Israel expo, we said, Amir, you can't leave us. We need you for that. So he stayed three. And many of us have stayed friends with Amir and his wife, Jaffa, up to this point. And it was a wonderful experience having this close tie with Israel. I would like to see the center again have a very close tie with Israel. Having someone at the camp with the kids made a big difference. Suddenly these were not foreigners, these were people they began to know and love. So that I would love to see. And of course we had a lot of exciting programs at the center. We had a creative director of adult activity, Herb Katz, who started many of these. And the first one was Israel Showcase. And that was basically just a showcase of things, not too many activities involved. With Bernice Tomases was the chairperson, I remember that. and then in 1974, when I was just coming back from day camp, Herb did a Portal to America, which lasted a week, which was a very, very exciting program.
About the immigration.
About the immigration period at that point. It was very, very exciting. And then right after that, unfortunately, Herb went on to another center. And then in 77, we did the 75th anniversary of the center. And it was a week-long program that was very, very thrilling because we honored the people who helped build the center. We had every youth group involved in it. We had the children involved. We had a dance on a Saturday night where we did all the different decades in the different rooms, ranging from a 20s type of a room to a 40s type of a room and so forth. And I'll never forget because we got 500 people there that night for the dance and thing. It was really wonderful. And then after that, I think the next big event we had was a was the bar mitzvah, the center, because the new building was then 13 years old in 83. And that was a big gala event, too. And of course, the biggest event of all was the one in 81 that we did, the Israel Expo. And I think we counted somewhere between 30 and 35,000 people coming through the center for that Israel Expo. And I'm sure that the Historical Society has a lot of the things that happened and what went on during the Israel Expo. And the center is facing...
What were some of the activities?
For Israel? Well, actually, you came in and you were really given like a visa or a passport, like you were coming to Israel. And then you were taken through, there was a Holocaust room, and from the Holocaust room, which was very, tore at your heartstrings, you went down to the swimming pool area where we had turned the swimming pool with candles floating on it into Yad Vashem.
And so each one represented the number of Jews who had died in different
Concentration camps.
In different concentration camps.
And we built, and Helena Preston put a temporary Garden of the Righteous on the center grounds, and it was only supposed to be for Expo for the week, and it wasn't anything permanent at that point. And then you would go into another part, another room, and you would see a different part of Israel and the Israel arts, and we had socials and school children came in groups from the various schools, and were given a tour and told the story of Israel up to that point of Israel's history. And as a result, the Garden of the Righteous became a permanent thing, and the wall was made a permanent thing, the trees and the plaques and things, and it was one of the very first Garden of the Righteous in the United States. I think there were only two
other righteous Gentiles.
Righteous Gentiles. There were only two others, I think, in the
United
States.
And you know that the reason she did it, because she was saved by Polish Gentiles.
That was a very exciting thing. And I think another exciting thing, and that I can fully take responsibility for, was the daycare. When I originally suggested in the 70s, we had a preschool, and it ended every day at 11:30 or something like that. And when I said that we really should go into daycare, and I started to research it at the JCCs and found that there was only one other Jewish Community Center in St. Louis that had, and I had a daycare center, and I got in touch with them. Our national office couldn't even give me any information on it. They had really had, and the first year we had like six children. And there was a board of directors meeting, and there was a group in the board that felt since this was not a paying proposition, we should drop the idea. In fact, some of the preschool teachers accused me of encouraging women to go to work by having a daycare. I can remember who that was that said it to me. I went to the board of directors and I said to them, you've trusted me this far, this many years. I really haven't been too wrong about too many things. I want you to give me trust for another year. And they voted that I could have daycare for one more year. Well, today the daycare is the biggest program the Jewish Community Center has. Mm. So
obviously the 1 year stretched.
Yep. Well, no, I mean by the end of the 1 year,
yeah,
it was already had already grown and made money, and so the board of directors
became viable
to do it. And of course,
right,
today the daycare center takes up every room in the center building. They really could use a few more rooms. And they start with infants and go through up till 5-year-olds. and it's wonderful.
Well, you can claim it as your baby. I can claim
that completely as my baby. The whole preschool staff and teachers were very much against it, and I pushed for it. And so we started off with three-year-olds coming to daycare, 3 to 5. And then I pushed for two-year-olds to come. And then I pushed for one-year-olds. And since I've left, they even take in infants.
I think at 3 months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or something like
yeah.
that.
So it there's some of the things that as I look back on, and as I say, the Israel Expo was a big thing. We also had, in 1976, we had the bicentennial. And we decided that the bicentennial, we would do, instead of doing a typical one about the history of the United States, we would do one about what the Jews had done for art in the United States. And Doris Morris was the chairperson, and we had an art exhibit that has today some of the most famous artists in it. We had a big auction. That was the first auction we did at the center, and Reese Paley, who was quite a character from Atlantic City, came and was the auctioneer. And I think it was a terrific fundraiser, as well as this marvelous and during this marvelous art exhibit that was there. I can remember we had some paintings from we had some sculpture from George Siegel, who went on to them to become, and Louise Nevelson, and quite a few other artists. These were all artists, Jewish artists, that were living at that time, and they were anywhere from, I think Doris started anywhere from New England down to Florida, getting artwork from them. And that was very, very exciting, and the auction was exciting. We had a full house for that. And then the auction was so successful that 4 years later we redid an auction again, and that also was a financial success. And then of course, I'd finished the campaign for the new building and the new campsite, and the campsite was started, and somewhere along the way I must have decided that it was time to start thinking about retirement.
What made you think you ought to retire?
Well,
it was such an important part of your life.
I know, but for 2 years I was over at the Federation office and not at the center, and people filled in for what I used to do, and I also at that point had a congestive heart failure, and thought to myself, I sort of think. I went back to the center when we finished the campaign. We had raised $2.5 million at that time. That's all we thought we needed. Turned out we needed a little more afterwards, and the money was raised. But and it was sort of like, well, I've been here, and they managed fine without me. And it was sort of time to sort of start thinking about leaving.
So how did you feel? How many years had you been there?
I finished up the end of 87, and it was 26 years.
26 years. How did you feel?
Well, the first, I must go back, though, and tell you a funny story. For my retirement party, instead of the center doing it, they made me the staff person to do this at Broadway thing. Judy Levy was president, and her aunt was a theatrical manager, and we got these wonderful performers that would come down for next to nothing, and we had a big patrons night and all kinds of things, which I worked on. I remember saying to the board when it was done, the next time someone retires, don't make them do their own affair. But at first I didn't know what I was going to do with myself at that point, and I stayed on. I didn't stay on at the center, but at that point I had come up with the idea that we should have an actual scholarship fund. So I chaired a campaign, even though I no longer worked there, for 2 years for a day camp scholarship campaign. And then I stopped and someone else took it over and they combined it with a scholarship fund for everything. But by that time, I was still on the Commission for Women, and I was on the board of directors of ACLU, and I was still active in the national office. So for a few years, I had quite enough to keep me busy and all. But then gradually, between my husband's health and my health, I began to slow down, and we began going away for the winter and going away for the summer. So gradually,
you weaned yourself away. But that certainly was, the center was a part of your very being.
Right. Yeah.
And you made a great contribution to it.
Thank you.
So on behalf of the Jewish community, I'd like to say thank you, Toby, for putting your heart and soul into an institution. I think more Jews in Wilmington and Delaware. And I really think, and of course now non-Jews, have enjoyed the results of your labor. So we thank you.
Can I just add one
quick
thing? Because when you mentioned the word non-Jews, I went to a political rally the other day, and a woman came over to me and she said, "You don't remember me, but I'm Bunny Anderson." She said, "You know, my children were the first non-Jewish children you took into day camp." She said, "And you wrote a booklet," because at that point some other non-Jewish children came, "and you wrote a booklet explaining what Erev Shabbat was all about, what the songs were all about, and how we celebrate, how you celebrate the holidays." "I still have that booklet," she said. "And my children have gone on to go to colleges that primarily are mostly Jewish."
So we
did affect the non-Jewish community too.
Well, thank you, Toby.